Today is 4/20, and for some, it's National Marijuana Day. A new CBS News poll shows support for legalizing pot has never been higher, 61%, up 5 points from just a year ago. 29 states allow medical marijuana, while pot is legal for recreational use in 8 states, plus D.C. Barry Peterson reports they may be headed for a clash with the federal government.
They lit up in D.C. and San Francisco and rocked in Denver. But at this year's 4/20 celebrations, anxiety is also in the air after statements from the Trump administration. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly recently warned of a possible crackdown in states that have legalized pot.
Its use and possession is against federal law, and until the law is changed by the United States Congress, we in DHS, along with the rest of the federal government, are sworn to uphold all the laws that are on the books.
John Hickenlooper is governor of Colorado, the first state where legal recreational marijuana went on sale in 2014.
Do you think you or other states will go to court and fight this?
Well, we'll certainly explore every option. We should communicate and collaborate and not make a snap decision.
In Colorado, medical and recreational marijuana are now a $1.3 billion industry. Shutting it down, says the governor, will drive people to the dangerous black market.
And there's just going to be a vacuum to fill, and it's all going to be cash and guns. Drug dealers don't care who they sell it to.
There are also concerns that not enough studies have been conducted on pot's effect, especially on unborn babies or teenagers whose brains are still developing. And pot shop owner Sally Vanderveer of Medicine Man worries a crackdown would put thousands in this industry out of work.
These are good jobs. These are full-time jobs.
These are full-time jobs. Our average salary is probably about $35,000 a year. These are people paying taxes.
As you can see, and you will occasionally hear, Scott, the party is still going on in Denver. Now, our poll shows 71% of Americans oppose any federal action in states that have already legalized marijuana. That said, here in Colorado, people in the pot business are hastily drawing up contingency plans just in case.
Barry Peterson, and we'll be right back.